Well, tensions have been rising in Saudi Arabia's restive east, and now it seems anti-regime protests are spilling over into other parts of the kingdom. Protest rallies were held in the capital Riyadh and the holy city of Mecca, demanding the release of political prisoners. Reports say there are up to 30,000 political prisoners in Saudi Arabia. Anti-regime protests have been escalating in recent months, and the oil-rich eastern province is the focal point of the movement. But things took a turn for the worst following the arrest of a prominent cleric, Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr. Protesters have been turning out almost every day in defiance of a heavy-handed crackdown. Security forces have killed at least 11 people since last year. To discuss that a bit further, we're joined now by Kamil Wazni, who is a political analyst, speaking to us live now from Beirut. Mr. Wazni, thanks a lot for joining us now. Mr. Wazni, how significant is it that these protests have now moved into Riyadh and now Mecca as well?
Well, obviously, the legality of the issue and the merit of the issues indicate it's not the issue of the eastern part of Saudi Arabia, it's actually the issue of the kingdom itself. The policy of the royal family for a very long time did not address the needs of the people, and the needs of the people now surface with what is taking place around the region. I think there is widespread corruption within the Saudi monarchy. We know those royal family, the prince and the princess, they receive all the allocation of money out of the sales of oil at the expense of the Saudi population. I think this movement is resonate very well with the real demand and real movement within the Saudi community. And the beginning started in the eastern part with the arrest of Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr, which we still should be called in the international community to release him immediately, because he was expressing his civil rights, which is allowed under the international norm. But I think the problem, it's getting out of hand for the Saudis, and I think it's going to be problematic for the royal family, which for a very long time tried to dodge the situation. The level of discrimination that exists in the eastern part actually is spreading to other civil rights issues that actually given the movement a spirit. And I think the Saudi should not crack down on these demonstrators. The Saudi should look very carefully. The Saudi government, the Saudi monarchy, look very careful at what is taking place and start addressing what is needed. Release all the political prisoners. Stop the inhumane treatment of those prisoners, especially Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr, which has been beaten rapidly, according to his family, while he is in abduction, because this level of hostility should not be exerted in this holy month of Ramadan or any month of the year.
Right, so, Mr. Wazni, do you see any signs that the Saudi monarchy will honor many of the things that you have spoken about, i.e. giving rights to political prisoners and also to free Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr?
I think not any time soon, but I think there is kind of dodging for the reality. The Saudis still live in denial, still have the backing of the United States. I think the orders from the United States is to continue the crackdown against the peaceful demonstrator, as it is the order from the United States to crack against the demonstrator in Bahrain. I think the Saudi, while they're pushing their luck in Syria, supporting the what is taking in Syria, I think they should address what's taking place inside the Saudi Arabia. I think the monarchy have to look at the political issue, the economic issue, the social issues of the country, But I think the level of demonstration probably will escalate. And I said before that this is a real movement and has a lot of legs, and the Saudis will be surprised how magnificent this will be if they don't address the real issue here, a situation which require the attention of the free world. And I think the Saudi, they shorten the process by thinking that they can crack down and this will end. I'm looking at the picture actually, and I was looking just like 2 weeks at the pictures. Now there's a huge crowds actually starting to be entering the scene and demanding the change that is required in the Saudi Arabia.
All right, we'll have to leave it there for now. That was Mr. Kamal Wesney, political analyst, speaking to us live from Beirut. Mr. Wesney, we do appreciate your insight here on Press TV.